This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, Jono!
Hello, it's been so long.
It's been far too long, Jono.
I feel like it's been like just weeks since I've last seen you.
It has been... Well, it's been a week.
It has indeed. What's been going on?
Oh, you know, a bit of this and a bit of that, but yeah. Good stuff.
Good stuff, I hope.
Good stuff, absolutely.
Yeah. It's been warm.
It's
been very warm.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today? Because I know last time we were speaking, we were talking about family.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about this week?
Well, this week is about our chosen family.
Oh, I love that.
So the people that we... make our family, our friends, who become close to us, who are like our family. And I think it's really important that we discuss that because being single, we need our chosen family.
Some people don't have families.
Right? Yeah. They don't have families, yes.
Through no fault of their own or through fault of their own or because their families are literally just idiots. You know, you don't know what's going on. Some people just create their own family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
I don't even know what I was going to say then, but I don't know what I'm saying. Yoni, take over. Just I'm having a brain fart.
We were having a chat.
Yes. Yes.
Before we started the show.
Correct.
And you said something really interesting to me.
Okay.
Do you want to tell our lovely audience what that was?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm quite lucky. I do have an immediate family.
Mm.
And right here in Australia, I moved over here 12 years ago to follow them.
Mm.
I've had a lot of friends. I have two besties that are in the UK. It's like one of those things they say, you can pick up where you last left off, that kind of thing. I don't need to speak to them every day or every month even sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they're there and they have a lot of history with me and memories and stuff. But as I've got older, I don't go out a lot. I don't find myself connecting. I've got a lot of connections, let's put it that way. I don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of people that I'm friendly with or like have, not in any sort of sexual way. I mean, I'm friendly with, you know, some people at work and, you know, I have one or two people that outside of work will, you know, I've worked with them in a past life or something. They'll go, hey, let's hang out this weekend. I'm like, sure. Okay, let's do that. I have a really good friend called Tracy that I work with. And she's a dancer, so we catch up. We just basically drink vodka and bitch about the world.
That's always fun.
Yeah, but I don't really have... I guess she would be an extension of that, maybe. If I was going to have a chosen family, she'd be in it.
Mm.
And she has met my family, my parents. She loves them.
Yep.
But I, no, I don't. I'm very lucky in that respect. I do have a family, but... I don't know who I would hang out with in that way.
What does... a friend look like for you? What do you want from a friend? Like if when you say someone's your friend, because you mentioned something before, you know, you have a lot of acquaintances.
Yes.
What does a friend look like for you? What do you need from someone to be a friend? Like what does...
Yeah, I know, right? I don't need a lot. Let's put it that way. I'm not high maintenance.
Yep.
I need my own space. And I need them sometimes to know that I don't have enough energy today to not deal with anything mentally, but sometimes physically I just... I'm just not there. Like, and I live out of, you know, in a suburb.
You're not local.
No,
you're not in a city.
Not local to here. Yep. So, it, you know, to come into the city, it does take an effort. Unless I'm in the city for work, because I work down 3 days a week in the Docklands. So that's great.
Yeah.
But and not like that. Not the old school Docklands. No. I'm not touting for business.
Oh, he's there. He's there with the other workers. Yeah, he's getting things off the ships. He's putting things on the ships.
It's not like the 80s. I haven't got a skirt on. I'm hiking it up to get sailors' attention. But no, so look, I don't, yeah, I'm a friend would be someone that allows me to be me. They understand that, you know, I don't always have energy to come in and out, but I will be there for them. I like to make people laugh. So that's what they'd get from me, and a support. I'm a listener. I love to listen to them. But if they did get the Jono on a good day, you know, when I'm being that, you know, I put it all on. I'm vibrant. You know, charismatic, and I mean, it sounds like I'm auditioning for some sort of dating show now, but, you know, I'm fiercely loyal as well. So if someone looks after me, I'm going to look after them.
Yeah, I can definitely vouch for that. I have so many more questions.
Oh.
And let's continue that, Jono. Just before we
had a breather, right? Just a little breather.
Yeah. We were talking about chosen family.
Chosen family.
Because it's really important, especially as a single person. And you were saying you don't have a large chosen family.
No, I don't have a large network here in Melbourne. I try and keep myself to myself. I have no idea why that is. I used to be very sociable, and I'd be like, oh, they're a friend, they're a friend, they're a friend. And in fact, they weren't friends. They're not friends.
Mm. So when did you realise that these people weren't friends and they're not friends? And how do you get through the day, I guess, weekends, months,
years.
Being single, well, without that friendship group, because that would have been really hard, right? Moving from the UK to here, and a lot of people find it challenging to meet new people and friends.
I don't find it challenging, no.
Oh, interesting. Tell me.
I'm very confident in making new friends. Yeah. That's not an issue, or talking to someone
or
someone that I don't even know.
Mm.
When we first met, I didn't know you, but straight away we were just like...
We were...
Just chatting away and just... you laughed and that was it. That was the rest. I would love... You see, I love that laugh. I was like, that laugh is just golden. Like, there's a lot of money in that laugh, but it is.
It's got me nowhere. It's got me nowhere.
It should, but I can build rapport very, very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely can.
It's a good thing for me, and that's probably why I'm in the job that I do. I did have, just after COVID, I had some friends that, whilst I've been in Australia for the last, like, well, I've been here 12 years, but for the, I would say most of that, I had a couple of friends that I've had during that time, and they've sort of lived around Perth. I lived in Perth. They've lived in New South Wales. They've lived in Melbourne with me. They've lived in, you know, we're in Adelaide together at some points. And there were two very good people, one male and one female, one being gay, the male, and the other lady, not so much. I'm not even going to name it because I can't be arsed with that.
No, no, no.
But they were what I would call really good friends, and that was my chosen family. Like the girl I took to my sister's wedding, she was my plus one. That's how close we were. And, you know, during lockdown, I was in her bubble. Like she could come and see me and vice versa. And even so much as when she needed a place in South Yarra about, I don't know, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
She put me down as a reference.
Great.
She'd come to live with me in my spare room in when I lived in Pascoe Vale, that area once. And her landlord rang me and I told him that I was presenting at a community radio station.
Yep.
And he was like, bloody hell, like, that's amazing. Like, and we got chatting and he was like, do you know what? She's already got the place.
Ah.
Like, she can have the place just because she's got you as a friend.
Yeah.
That was never, I mean, I don't think she ever forgot that, but there was a time just after COVID, I was in an Uber essentially, and she just, I was late to something by about 20 minutes. And I was like, sorry, the Uber went the wrong way, you know, and she got there and carried on. Essentially, she just went to, and that night I was taking her to see a show at the Crown. It was a free ticket because my sister couldn't go because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And we were going to go and have some drinks and watch the show. We were on like the second row. It was like, yeah, it's going to be a great night. And she's like, oh. Like rolling her eyes, getting so angry. And I was like, who is this person? And she's like, we need to go and eat. And I was like, look, I'm not that hungry. I'll come with you. Just have a little side, whatever. And she wanted to go somewhere, which is like 20 minutes. So I was like, well, the show's in an hour. Like by the time we get there, sit down, we're not going to make it.
Yep,
let's just go and have a nibble at the Crown in the food court or something.
A nibble's good.
She's like, no, I don't want that. I want to go to Nando's or whatever it was. And I was like, well, we're not going to have time. And she was like, and I just was so dumbfounded with the way she was behaving.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, I don't know this person really. And I was like, okay. So she basically broke up right there and then on the street. I just said, I you joking right now? Just to give her the opportunity. Because if she was like, I don't mind a bit of banter and effing around and just like, you know, I'm so hungry. Like whatever, I don't care. But this was for real. And she went full on. And I was like, and all that came to mind was like, I've given you a free ticket to a show. You know, all these things I've done for you. And all you got to do is just come with me. Like, why are you behaving this way? And I said something like, you know, all these tickets I've given you before to past shows. And
Like,
I even took her as my plus one to S Club because I, you know. I know.
Gosh.
She met them. Like,
I want to go to S Club.
She's met them. Like, I knew them because I've looked after them a couple of times, whatever. Mm. But like, and there's even a video. I'm up on stage with them and you can hear her swear and she's recording it. She's like, she's having a great time. And I just said to her, after all these, you know, situations and play things I've given you, and she goes, if you value your friendship on you know, material things. I was like, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I value you, and I'm just trying to remind you of all this, and you're reacting in this way, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, I said, look, you just go for your dinner. I'm going to the show. Let's not speak for now. And I never saw her again.
Wow.
And I didn't want to. I was there for her during COVID. I was there for her, like, all this. I got her a place to live.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not, I don't have a complex about, like, I'm a, you know, a god and she needs to thank me or whatever, but just bear in mind that that was something I did for you.
So
maybe I don't have a big circle of friends because of that kind of behavior.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Like,
I don't want it.
Does that bother you that you don't have a big friendship? Like,
sometimes I do think of her every now and again. I think, should I just read? And I just think, no, because then we're going to have to think about it. And I had another really good friend that I lived with in Melbourne, and we don't speak it. And she actually almost was like, we were a couple, to be fair.
Yeah.
And she kind of cocked blocked me a lot of the time. But, you know, she did some really unforgivable things to me, and she acted in a very erratic and psychotic way. And I then snapped one day and just shouted at her.
Yeah.
I was like, get out.
Yeah.
Essentially, just shut up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and the gay guy, just, I invited him to my 40th and with his other friend, and he never came. Just never came. Didn't turn up.
Mm,
I was like, oh, okay. So a big birthday and I can be there for you for other things and you didn't want to come. So
yeah,
I have decided to, look, I have friends, but
that
for me, a friendship group like that doesn't work as much because it's always a disappointment.
Yeah. And so I don't think that's bothering you.
Not
a lot,
so much
right?
now. No,
it
because
it sounds like it is. Like,
no, and I'm. It does. I still have an issue somewhere. Mm. You know, a mental health thing that I'm working through.
Yeah.
Like, I do find myself getting lonely sometimes and what have you. But then I don't have the capacity to deal with other people either. Like, you know, I give a lot. Like I said, I'm fiercely loyal. I'll give a lot, but I just want something back from you. Like,
yeah.
What am I?
And
getting?
I think friends who become chosen family.
Yeah.
Are super. They're more than just your usual friends, just your acquaintance. They're more than just acquaintances. Mm. These are the people who are your rock, who support you, who you support them. Mm. And I think chosen family and really close friends is really important.
It's healthy
and
as well.
It's healthy as well. Yeah. And we don't need a lot of them, it sounds like. It sounds like we don't need that many. We just need enough to get us through what we all need to get through, whatever that is, as a single person, right?
Correct.
All right, well, let's talk more straight after this.
This is Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
We chat a lot, but we are talking about a chosen family.
Hmm.
And what that looks like, because we've spoken in a previous episode about family, being single and having your family around you or not, and what that looks like. And today, this evening, tomorrow, we're talking about, wherever you are in the world, we're talking about chosen family.
Yeah, our friends and chosen family.
Yeah.
And how important they are for singles.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, and not everyone has a big friendship group.
No.
You certainly don't.
Well, that's what we're talking about before.
Yeah.
But flip it around. I want to know about your chosen family.
What do you want to know?
I want to know everything. Because you've mentioned in our last chat that you've got your cousins. You're quite close to those.
Yep.
And your sister.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know about your chosen family. What does that look like and how do you catch up with them?
Yeah.
And do you have one? Because I don't. So I'm hoping that you do.
Yeah. No, I'm very fortunate. I have some really great friends. Now, I may not see them every day, every week.
Yeah.
But I see them enough and I speak to them enough.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I was thinking about this and my chosen family and friendship group have changed over the years.
Okay.
Certainly when I was in my early 20s and my 20s when I first came out, the only friends I wanted were the ones I was going to go out with and go clubbing with. Like, that was my core friendship because it was brand new. It was exciting. It was going out clubbing. It was hanging out. It was that. That was it. That was that was my life for like 5 years, just with your friends, just going out every week. It was just the same. And then one of them got a boyfriend, and then the dynamics kind of changed from that. And then also we kind of got a little older and people didn't want to go out as much and people wanted to be in relationships and stuff. But I was all like, no, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun. I want to keep going out. But other my friends didn't. Yeah. So that was what I realized was I had or needed different friends for different
things.
For different things. And that was an interesting concept that I grappled with for a period of time. It's like I want my friendship group to be everything for me, and that's not the case.
Yeah.
I think for me and maybe other single people too, we have different friends for different things. Yeah. And it took me a while to understand that that's okay.
I get that. Like a friend that you might go to the movies with because you like to go and see like a science fiction movie.
Yes.
But then a friend that you're just going to catch up for coffee that really enjoys desserts, because I know you like your desserts.
Yeah.
But then you've got a friend that really loves dancing, but the dessert friend doesn't want to do that. So you go out with the dancing friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that.
It took me a long time to understand that.
Yeah.
That it's okay to have friends who do different things. Yeah. And it took me a while also that sometimes friends don't always mix together. And that'll be, look, in an ideal world, it'd be amazing if you get all your friends together and they just all become best friends and you go out and you do everything together every time. And I had that with two of my mates, and then I realized that look, life happens and that doesn't always work out. Which is fine. Things change, things happen. So for me, I'm fortunate. I have a number of friends for different purposes. What I don't do well and what I want to do get better at is booking my friends in.
Okay.
Right. To do stuff. And then, because then when I don't do that, then things just happen. But I've also got a number of friends that I can call up on the phone driving from home. They're really good. I have my people who I call up on the phone and go, hey, whatever. I'm much of a talker. I don't know if that's come through. I don't know
that's
come through at all. But I do like to chat and I do like... And I do like to have a bit of a laugh and hang out sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So that's what my chosen family is.
Yeah.
Do they get sick of me? I don't know. Maybe it's just...
I think everyone gets sick of something at some point, but they're there for you. That's the main thing. That's your chosen.
Definitely. And it may be that I haven't spoken to someone for a month, but we can text and pick up the phone and it's
I love that.
And it's the same as it was. I've actually picked up friends from work, believe it or not. From work I've remained friends with. I've always picked up maybe one or two good friends from where I've worked.
I love
that. Which has always been really lovely, and I'm still friends to like people that I've my first proper job. This is 20 years. Wow, I'm just realizing this now that I've been friends with someone for like over 20
years.
I don't see her often, but when we do, it's all like we pick up where we left off. And we're really open with each other. We talk with each other. She updates me, and I mean she has a child now and all that, so her life is different, but we're still friends.
Yeah.
And look, we may not talk to each other like we did every day. Yeah, but that's friendship, and it evolves. And I think as a single person, for me, I want my chosen family. I rely on my chosen family. I need them to get me through the times when I do feel single.
Yeah.
The times when it's that little bit tough.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you said you've got friends for everything.
Yeah.
Or for different things. I'm thinking there's people out there, human beings out there, that have also friends with benefits. And I know that is probably a conversation for another day, and I know it will be. But there are. Like, we were talking to someone prior coming in, and they said they have a couple of dear friends.
Yeah.
Meaning that they have a couple of people that they sleep with, and they're regular, and they're also part of that friendship group. I think that's also, like, maybe I need to invest in that.
I think that's an absolute must. And I'm with you, Jono.
Yeah.
I'm happily single.
Yeah.
But having a friend with benefit would be awesome.
Yeah.
It would create less work.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah. You know, how does one do this? How does one get one of these friends with benefits? I don't know.
Message in, please let us know.
Help us out.
Help us out here. We're not. We're in our ivory tower at Joy, and we're here, and we want to know.
That's it.
We want to know.
Joy 94.9.
Here we are.
Yeah, here we are, Jono.
Just love it. I love living life single.
It is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living life. Do you know what? This should be like a documentary. But anyway, I digress. We should have a fly on the wall documentary with Yanni and Jono.
Why don't we, Jono? Let's figure out how to make that happen. I think it would be amazing for us on TV. Who doesn't want to see that?
Who doesn't want to see two middle-aged men? But hey.
Talking about being single. Everyone wants to see that. Everyone does.
My favourite time of the evening.
Ooh, what's
is
that, Jono?
Chatting to you about what's been a positive experience this week and a negative, if there is such a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me.
For me, the positives this week was just hanging out with my friends.
I mean,
and chosen friends. So it really was good this week. I didn't do a lot of it, but it was enough.
A way to rub it in.
You know, and I was just.
Just been talking about how I don't have any of this.
Yeah, that's it, right? And do you know what's really magical this week? I literally I walked down the end of my street and then I bumped into one of my friends.
Oh,
I loved it. I loved it.
Great.
I know, right?
And
that was it. There was nothing bad about being single this week for me.
Me, there was just investing time this week in myself and some of the out of office stuff that I do, the extracurricular stuff. Had some time to do that. And the negative, really, if there was a negative, I don't, you're not using that word negative because it is negative in itself, but there wasn't enough me time this week. Mm. I want more me.
You want more you.
Yeah, it's all me. No, it's not. But you know what I mean? Like, time just to put my foot spa on and stuff like that. I want more of that.
Oh, foot spa.
I love a good foot spa.
I don't own one.
Oh, girl, you need to get out and get one.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it that?
It's like, fill it up with some nice warm water. There's jets in there. There's like a little thing to go underneath your feet that rolls underneath your feet, and you can put some oil in it or some crystals. Oh,
that sounds delicious.
It's just fabulous. And then you need a big man to rub them after.
Ooh. Do we? Well.
I mean, I'd love it.
But yeah.
I'll settle for a foot spa.
A foot spa would do.
So sad.
And on that note.
Yeah. Are we at the end?
We're at the end.
We're at the end. We'll see you next time on Living Life Single.
See you later, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.